Civilian and military smallpox vaccine programs have been in effect for several weeks now. Yesterday, a committee of public health experts at the National Academy of Sciences got an update on how the programs are going. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
New Jersey state epidemiologist Eddie Bresnitz was the first in his state to get a smallpox vaccine a few weeks ago. Now the state total is 150 nurses, doctors, and others.
To start, certainly we have enough to begin to vaccinate all those other people who need to then go out and vaccinate additional individuals throughout the state. And pretty soon it mushrooms into a fairly robust response program. So we're feeling comfortable that we've got at least a core, and the core is growing.
Across the nation, 1,043 healthcare workers are now protected and can investigate and vaccinate in smallpox outbreaks. Joe Henderson of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention presented the data at the National Academy of Sciences meeting yesterday.
For the short period of time that we've had to implement the President's decision on December 13th, we've done an awful lot of work, and to think we have 1,000 people who are vaccinated right now is pretty remarkable from my experience in working on some of these on different public health programs over the past few years. So I would characterize this as being very successful and continuing to grow.
But it will have to grow very quickly to reach the level that the Secretary of Health and Human Services proposed in December, when he said that nearly 500,000 healthcare workers could be vaccinated in a month. People aren't volunteering. Rob McGarrah of the AFL-CIO, which represents many healthcare workers' unions, says there are several reasons why.
State nurses' associations, healthcare workers of all kinds, physicians, have been very, very fearful of transmitting this live vaccinia virus to their patients because it's a live virus. It doesn't heal until almost 30 days after the vaccination. There's also a great deal of concern about what's the proper medical care and who's going to pay for it if I get sick as a result of getting the vaccine.
The administration is working on a compensation plan, and Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman yesterday introduced a bill that would cover medical expenses and lost wages for healthcare workers injured by the vaccine. Studies in the 1960s showed one or two deaths among every million people vaccinated and several dozen serious illnesses. Yesterday, the NAS committee heard from Colonel John Grabenstein of the Army Surgeon General's Office about the 108,000 military personnel vaccinated recently.
We're seeing people with fever and rash and swollen lymph nodes, just like you would expect from all the historical data, but it's not things that slow them down.
3% lost a day of work. There were what Grabenstein called a rash of rashes. One was previously reported to be serious. Two men had encephalitis. One had a heart inflammation. All recovered fully. On the civilian front, New Jersey's Eddie Bresnitz says the smallpox vaccination effort is soaking up time and resources.
There is a cost to this, and I think the cost will increase substantially in phase two, and I think that states are going to have to look to see whether other funds will be available.
The Phase 2 plan to vaccinate 5 to 10 million first responders and other critical personnel was originally to have started by now. Meanwhile, states are also trying to prepare for other potential bioterror weapons besides the smallpox virus. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.